Good morning. Water restrictions have been issued in 495 municipalities across the north of the country as a result of the dire drought situation. A Catalan government spokesman said the exceptional measure would be enforced in seven new areas across the region. Water would be reduced to 40% for agricultural use, 15% for industrial uses, and there would also be less water for recreational use. Among the restrictions was also a ban on irrigation in both public and private green areas, as well as a ban on street cleaning with drinking water and a reduction in the personal use of water to 230 litres per inhabitant per day. There has been around 30 months of drought in Catalonia, with reservoirs in the region at a worrying 28% of their total capacity. The Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, was snubbed by right-wing lawmakers as he began a state visit to Spain yesterday, calling for deeper ties with Latin America to fight climate change. Addressing Parliament, Petro said his visit was not just about remembering the past and the historical scars left as a result of Colombia's past as a Spanish colony, but about modern-day demands. His speech was overshadowed by a protest by the far-right Vox, whose lawmakers staged a walkout as Colombia's first leftist president approached the podium. The protest was in response to Petro's remarks on May the 1st about his nation's 19th century struggle for independence from the Spanish yoke. Placing the climate crisis at the heart of his visit, Petro called for concrete policies in defence of the environment when Spain takes over the rotating presidency of the European Union on the 1st of July. Irregular migrant arrivals continue to decline in Spain, falling by just over 36% so far this year, according to the latest data from the Interior Ministry. The figure fell from the previous year's 10,256 arrivals to 6,525, the ministry said in its report on irregular arrivals so far this year. The Canary Islands registered a notable drop of over 51%. However, there was a slight increase in seaborne arrivals to the mainland and the Balearic Islands. Irregular entries to Ceuta and Melilla, Spain's two North African enclaves, have also fallen. Meanwhile, arrivals by land declined by 75.4% for both territories. And the N332 road between Altea and Calpe on the northern Casablanca will be closed for a week, beginning May the 14th through to the 21st, due to work on the Mascarat tunnels. Calpe Town Hall this week announced that both lanes will be closed off from Sunday the 14th of May. Drivers will be required to use the AP7 motorway until the work is finished. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.